from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Police in Brussels arrest 21 terror suspects. Belgian prosecutors said Monday that anti-terrorism raids have resulted in 5 more arrests, bringing the total to 21 as the capital of Brussels remains on the highest level of alert. Brussels subway system and its schools are closed Monday as wary residents face a third day of lockdown and another work week overshadowed by the massive manhunt. The special U.S. envoy to the global coalition pursuing the Islamic State, Brett McKirk, says that dozens of U.S. special operations forces will be deployed very soon to Syria to work with Arab forces trying to isolate the militants and end their terrorist plots. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
McKirk says due to the sensitive nature of the U.S. deployment, he is not going to preview the date, but says the fewer than 50 special operations troops will be entering northern Syria very soon. Their mission, announced late last month, is aimed at providing anti-IS Arab forces training, advice, and assistance. McKirk says their insertion comes as these anti-IS forces have conducted a very successful operation.
They've taken back about 1,100 square kilometers just in the last 2 weeks. They've killed about 300 ISIL fighters. And this is focused on isolating the capital of ISIL in Raqqa, where we think a lot of these plots are being hatched.
McKirk says the goal is to take back territory, kill IS leaders, cut off their financing, and cut off the global networks feeding foreign fighters into the ranks of the Islamic State. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says there is a united front against the Islamic State group. He's absolutely convinced the militants will be defeated. Speaking to NBC's Today show during a visit to the United Arab Emirates, Mr. Kerry said there is a strategy in place and the United States, which is leading a coalition of airstrikes against Islamic State, is escalating its military, counterterrorism, and diplomatic efforts. This is VOA News. French President François Hollande will meet Tuesday with U.S. President Barack Obama as part of a multinational tour seeking to spur action against the Islamic State and push for a political settlement to Syria's civil war. Before leaving France for his meeting with Mr. Obama, Mr. Hollande on Monday hosted British Prime Minister David Cameron. Now, President Hollande stated that we are convinced we must continue to hit the Islamic State group in Syria. We will intensify our strikes. We will choose targets that will inflict the maximum possible damage on his terrorist army. And our aircraft carrier, which is soon to arrive in place, has been clearly adapted to hit Daesh and to hit it hard. This is Prime Minister David Cameron.
I want to praise the swift and decisive action taken by the French authorities in response and to prevent further attacks in Paris, and in particular pay tribute to the bravery of French police officers.
Prime Minister Cameron said he plans to ask his parliament this week to approve expanding Britain's involvement in the U.S.-led coalition. Nigeria's military is again vowing to destroy Boko Haram by the end of the year, even as the terrorist group Sunday launched another deadly attack in the northeast of the country, killing around 8 people. Reports say a suicide bomber, probably a 20-year-old woman, detonated her explosives among internally displaced people, mostly women and children, as they arrived in the city of Maiduguri. Iran said Sunday it has sentenced detained Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian to an unspecified prison term following his conviction last month on espionage charges. Ohio State University Middle East analyst Alam Payind explains to VOA why Tehran is being so vague about Mr. Rezaian's prison term.
Apparently, they are just leaving this ambiguous so that maybe that Americans will ask them and discuss this matter with them, which is not part of this nuclear pact, because there are two tracks. The nuclear pact is a separate thing, and also this, the situation of Jason Rezaian is a different one. So somehow the Iranians are looking for ways that Americans may ask them that they get some sort of, concessions, which Americans are not ready to accept.
Washington Post foreign editor Douglas Gell said the newspaper was aware of the Iranian announcement. He said Rezaian has done nothing wrong and that the Iran has produced no evidence and should release him immediately. And opposition leader Mauricio Macri has won Argentina's first ever presidential runoff election. Ruling party candidate Daniel Scioli conceded late Sunday. The vote was widely seen as a referendum on the left-leaning policy of Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's presidency. This is Joe Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.